The COVID outbreak in Nelson seems to have given people the nudge they needed to get their first vaccination. There are 14 cases of the virus in the region, made up of two separate clusters with no obvious source of infection. Samantha Gee has more.
The orange light is on in Nelson, but under a shadow of a COVID outbreak. Bonnie Etherington has just returned to Nelson from the United States, where she saw several surges of the virus. She says the region is now experiencing what the rest of the world has been dealing with for the last 2 years.
Obviously, you're always afraid that you've got it whenever you have any kind of symptom, but I've had multiple friends with it, multiple friends losing uncles, brothers, grandmothers, sisters.
She has unvaccinated friends and was worried for them, just as she was worried for those who were vaccinated but had underlying health conditions. Just over a month after leaving MIQ, COVID arrived in Nelson.
You know it's coming, right? But it's still pretty demoralising and how fast it seems to be spreading in Nelson. I know several people who are close contacts with the cases, and that happened much faster than I think they ever expected as well. So, yeah, it's, you know, not surprising, but depressing.
The current vaccination rates in Nelson are just behind the national average, with 85% fully vaccinated and 92% having had a single dose. In Motueka, Donna McLeod says the cases are a much-needed reality check.
We've lived in this kind of wonderful security of having so few cases in the South Island that there's almost this kind of, you know, does COVID really exist? Is it really just a flu? I think until you see it in your own community and until you know somebody who has COVID or whose whānau is affected by COVID, that's when you're going to start believing.
She's worried there hasn't been enough planning for how people will support each other when the virus does spread through the community.
You know, I'm not sure what to do if one of my people do get COVID and are isolated at home. You know, who do I contact? Where are the support systems for those things? In a small town like Motueka, I'm Māori, so I'm expecting that Te Piki Oranga and Māori services have plans, but what are our wider support systems?
Nelson Bay's Primary Health General Manager Charlotte Etheridge says since the first case was announced, people had been diligently getting tested if they had symptoms.
It is right on our door, and just before Christmas in the summer months, so it becomes a little bit more real for all of us, and particularly the younger population. And, you know, we do really want to make sure we stay as safe as possible over that time.
The positive cases may have had a positive impact. Figures show at least 1,200 people got their first dose this week.